Thank you. wonderful. Thank you so much, both of you. We have with us today Alan Naylor, who's substituting for Veronica for this one Sunday. He's doing a beautiful job. If you have a moment, say hello to him at the end of the service. Are you one who says, "I think positively all the time, and yet nothing seems to go right"? Well, I'm here to let you know that thinking is just not enough. There is much more to oneness with God. There are other ingredients, such as peace of mind and serenity of soul, that accompany true believing. We belong to a generation that has discovered anew the power of the mind and its mighty action of thinking. And with this discovery, we have brought into being a really fantastic world. But there is something much more that we must understand about the pattern of life and its unfoldment. With all of the power of the mind and all that mankind has brought forth, there is still something lacking. We have brought forth in our outer great material achievements, but we have not brought forth from the inner the commitment, the contentment, and completion, which is the sense of well-being. The soul and the spirit of humanity is not satisfied, nor is it fulfilled. There are great spaces between what the heart of man knows should be and what seems to be. We search on and on, seemingly to no avail. But we are growing, and we are outgrowing. We can go backward just so far from the fullness of spirit, and then we are pressed to go forward. It is imperative to go forward. For in truth, we have no other choice. Every living creature on this earth brought with it, when it came to life, all things necessary for each day of growth and unfoldment. The perfect pattern of life is here, right now, where you are. Evolution and movement bring forth all that can ever unfold through us. The divine plan that came with us in the beginning cannot and will not be thwarted. It must be fulfilled moment by moment and on to heights yet unknown to the human mind. There is so much more that we must understand in this time of advancement. There has been a great mystery, the mystery of all generations, the mystery of man's journey on earth. Why are we here? Our journey is marked by experiences that lead us to the basic principle or purpose of life. The reason for our living has been covered and hidden. And down through the ages, we have had glimpses of something great within us. We rise to heights. In our unfoldment, we have experienced such a time in our mental age. We have created fantastic things. And we have been to the moon and back. And we have made huge advances in medicine and technology of all kinds. Then, under the pressure of the material world, the real pattern of life seems to fade away again. Today, the ancient wisdom of the world knocks again and again at our hearts with the truth that has been the mystery of mysteries. Again, we have been lifted to great heights by the seeming breakup of what have been cherished hopes of the outer world. We, as a whole body, are turning away from the unanswered questions of our chaotic world so that we may come into the true dominion that is our divine right. Something in our hearts is saying, there is more. The outer world is not enough. Once again, the mystery is being disclosed. Every human being is the expressor and the expression of the great power of the universe that we call God. But disclosure is not enough. Something must be done by every single person. Only by accepting, believing, and doing can we prove the mighty power we are moving through life to express. The promise is, the Lord's hand is not shortened, for it is the Lord your God who gives you power. The secret of doing is our personal assignment. True unity with all power is not just thought, but something that must happen inside the soul of every single human being. It is the gathering together and balancing of the 12 invisible powers or parts that make up the completion of the creature that we call I or me. To every single soul is given these 12 invisible powers. We could call them notes or tones that make up the music of life. Just as the 12 notes or tones of the chromatic scale make up the music of the outer world. It is the arranging, combining, and repeating of these 12 powers that make the harmony and the beauty of the soul. The combination and arrangements of these invisible powers on the staff of life decide the tempo and the beauty of life. The pause or the hold, crescendo, diminuendo, to each of us decide the melody and the harmony of each expression of life. We are truly created equal. We are all given these 12 invisible powers. Every moment of life, we use them in all that we are, all that we say, and all that we do. It is important that none of these is left out. They must be blended according to a divine design that comes from within each of us individually. The soul's harmony or discord depends on how we combine these individual powers with our thoughts and actions. Our relationship with every person in the world depends upon the harmonizing and expressing of our own soul music. These invisible notes of the staff of life are faith, strength, wisdom, love, power, imagination, understanding, will, order, zeal, renunciation, and life. It will never be just thinking that causes the beauty and the wonder of life. It will be the combination of thinking and the blending of these 12 invisible notes or powers that will bring results. Our world is not just the outpicturing of our thinking, but it is the result of how we combine our thinking with our invisible powers. Let us be together in one place with all the powers so that together can make true, sweet life or sweet music. To be all together in one place at one time does not mean that we have to have a one-track mind about life. In this present world, there are ever-widening angles of life that need our attention, but there must be first and always an inner central theme to every moment of life. In the life of Moses and in the life of Jesus, as well as in the lives of all of the early patriarchs and prophets of old, there was always a central theme. For Moses, this theme was, I am that I am. his true realization of God and man. For Jesus, it was, the Father and I are one. This central theme is always within every individual's inner being. Every soul in the outer world is one with the one power within. Our inner central theme is, God is my life. It is necessary to life that we be together in mind, soul, and body in all of our experiences. It is only in that combination of notes that beautiful music is written. And it is only in the combination of these invisible powers that make up our true being can a beautiful life be lived. These powers are God in action. We are a whole being when we function and are balanced in these 12. Life is the harmonizing of all the parts of our being into a perfect whole. We are life in action. Tagore, the poet of India, says, when all strings of my life will be tuned, then at every touch of thy will come out the music of love. In all of the movement of life, there must be faith, for faith is believing when we cannot see. Faith moves our divine pattern from the invisible to the visible. When we call out in faith, believing, we set the law of God in motion, and the law will fulfill itself in our life. Faith is a powerful ingredient. It is believing to fulfillment. Without it, our thinking would remain unfulfilled. Check your faith with your thinking. Is your faith centered on the power that sustains the invisible divine pattern and brings it forth? Or has your faith been displaced by fear of some condition or some situation that overshadows your life? Strength is the next invisible power. It is the power that holds us steady when everything seems to be against us. Do we remember always that our experiences are our good in preparation, and they require the needed time for completion? Do we hold fast to the good our heart knows is ours, or do we waver and give up when we cannot see? Check your strength. Don't waver. Be steadfast. Next is wisdom. We must learn to listen to wisdom. All wisdom comes from within, or we would not know our own pattern for life. Through intuition, pure knowing, true judgment, something within us that feels and knows, we are led and guided, and we must return to this source by daily acceptance. Do not let the voice of the world deceive you. The music of the soul must be the music of true life, of the true self. It must be our divine theme. And then there is love. And the greatest of these invisible powers is love. It is the power that holds all in its right and perfect place. Love is the unifying, harmonizing, drawing power on earth and in all of the universe. Love holds the stars and the planets in their places. Love holds us to the earth, and it is love that holds our soul and our body together. Love is the sweetest music of life, and this note is forever in the central theme. Love draws to us loved ones, friends, experience, and all things needed. Love your true self, and love the true self in others. If you want more of anything in life, love more. There is a power given to every given you to complete every single project in your life. You cannot have a need, an idea, or a plan that is truly yours from the God pattern within that cannot and will not be successfully completed. Carry every God idea with faith. Fill it with love and make it alive, and the sky will fall before you can ever fail. This power takes full chorus in the music of life. Know you are limitless in your oneness with the universal power. And then I ask you to check your imagination. The great picture-making power, which is the note that swells the music of creation and brings forth beauty and wonder. It adds to every one of the 12 notes, color, crescendo, and swell. It holds the secret of divine harmony of life. Without it, there would be no music. It is forever developing the central theme, and it holds all who listens breathless. Never enter with the imagination into anything less than good. It is too great a power to be wasted or squandered. And then there is understanding, which always brings the music back to the solid feel of earth. Understanding that all power is with us each moment brings that power and good to the simple, everyday path and journey of life. Understanding makes the heavenly feeling alive in simple, beautiful, moment-by-moment living. Understanding brings the divine and the human together in the song of life. Look to the power of will. For will is to consent, to feel together, to approve. To be willing flows through every note of the music of life. To be willing to let the will of the perfect pattern of the Creator fill all life is the high note in all compositions of soul music. The will of our Creator includes harmony, love, and order. Let the perfect unfoldment continue in your life. Do not let the will of another separate you from your true path, and do not abandon God's will for you to satisfy another. No duty or responsibility must cut you off from the perfect song of life that God alone can sing through you individually. And then there's the invisible power we call order. Order is first things first. The concept of the God pattern within, then the caring, the living, the working is the gestation and the growth. The fulfillment is the coming forth. Order is the first law of life and will carry the theme of life to complete fulfillment. Order is the climax of oneness with all good. Zeal is the spirit of joy carried through the music of life. It is enthusiasm, it is interest, and it is the joy of expression. It is the power that carries all to the highest point. It is the fire of the theme. Zeal is filled with love. It is the energy and the swell of the music. It is the inspiration, God-giving, God-expressing. It is fed by the inner flame that blazes new tones, new heights, and the music causes the whole being to come alive with joy and completion. And next we have the great invisible power of renunciation. This is the power to exclude or to include. It is the power to renounce or refuse or to accept and declare. It is the inner integrity and freedom of the soul that allows the full action of the spirit. Renunciation is the power to refuse all else and to accept and set free the activity of the one power. It swells the music and brings in all the invisible notes to call of the heart and the soul within. It is the power to say no thank you to what does not belong to us, and to say yes thank you for that which is ours. The central theme is the meaning of the assignments of life, directed from the great wisdom within, filled with faith, brought forth by understanding, willing for the fulfillment of the order of God, filled with joy, and protected and surrounded by love. Life is God. We are God. We accept life with all of the spontaneity of a child. Let us never forget our central theme. God is my life. Now go forth and let your beautiful symphony fill all of the earth. Shall we begin now to make this lesson practical? Will you please join me in our closing meditation? Please take a moment to get comfortable and rest your feet on the floor and place your hands comfortably in your lap or at your side. And just take a deep breath and exhale slowly and let out all of the energy that's been bottled up inside that is negative. Be still and quiet your mind and let go of everything that is outside this peaceful and holy place. If you are harboring any worrisome thoughts, if you are holding on to anger or resentment or jealousy, let it go and be still. Be very still and go within. Go within to the depths of your being, where our Father waits and welcomes you with his open arms and his abiding unconditional love and his peace. It has been said there is music in the sighing of the reeds. There is music in the gushing of the rill. There is music in all things. If men had ears, the earth is but an echo of the spheres. There is a rhythm to all of life, and this rhythm is found in the beating of our hearts and the inhaling and the exhaling of our every breath. It is found in the ebb and the flow of the tides and the rising and the setting of the sun. The rhythm of life is God expressing in the soul of each and every one of us to the degree that we are tuned in to his beautiful music. Living in the human condition, we often find ourselves surrounded by a cacophony of sounds, of beats and bangs and clangs. All this noise shatters the sound of silence and the harmony and the peace of life. Our soul seeks peace and quiet and harmony and love. In our hearts, we desire the ears that can hear the sighing of the reeds, the music of the gushing rills, and the echo of the spheres. All that we seek is already ours, for God our Father has placed himself within each and every one of us. He has given us his invisible power to make our own music, our own harmony, and our own peace. Let us meet the circumstances and the situations of life directed by the great wisdom within. Let it be filled with faith and brought forth by understanding, willing the fulfillment of the law of God, filled with joy and protected and surrounded by love. Father, help us let the music of the soul play on, that we may be glad and rejoice in it. Amen. The Lord blesses you and keeps you. He causes his light to shine upon you. He is gracious unto you. He lifts your consciousness and gives you his infinite, eternal, and unconditional love, his perfect peace, and the fulfillment of life.